The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
How can you look at a precious little face and not want to respond and say, I'll help you?
I've just never seen anything like it. Let's help people really understand how severe this situation is.
If Betty and I had been the only ones to help little Buddy and all those children, we would have done it the rest of our lives. Someday I'm going to see a host of them in heaven. And I just know you will too.
Next on Life Today.
We count it a privilege to come into your home. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I love to share Life Today. And one of the things that is most exciting to us is not only knowing that you are blessed by watching the program. By the way, it means a lot to us when you email or you write a note and just express your appreciation. Thank you for the nice things you say about us as a couple, that you think that we get along, and we do. And you know what? We believe that communication is clear communication is one of the biggest challenges in every relationship. It's not something that you just settle and assume that it's always clear, because a lot of times it becomes cloudy and muddled, and you really do have to keep talking. And if you have two different personalities like Betty and I do, where I'm strong and can be overbearing and she can be soft, it'd be real easy for me to kind of walk over her. I must say she's gotten a lot tougher. You know, she's gotten to where
she's...
And the thing about it is, we keep the communication lines clear. Now, here's what I want to say about communication. I don't know how effectively Betty and I let you know, not just that we care about you, because you can wonder about that, but whether or not we really make it clear how much God loves you, how special you are to Him, how much He values you, and how valuable you can be in a positive way in the lives of others. And once you learn that we really gain in our lives when we share life, that we really do receive more love when we release it, I want you to listen to a pastor. I want you to listen to what he says about why he does something we think is important, and that's feed hungry, precious children and their families. Just listen to Jeff Wickwire. Listen to him.
I began partnering with Life Outreach watching James on television. And this was back, James was preaching in the stadiums, and there was Billy Graham, and then there was James Robinson. And then when I realized, I began to see him on TV in a sort of a different format, and he was feeding the hungry, going overseas, and reaching out to people, and now reaching the whole world from a couch. You know, and I thought, I want to be involved. And, you know, I was pastoring by now, and I thought, I want our church to begin to make James a mission, one of our mission outreaches. You know, I can't go there, but he goes there. And here is an arm of mercy, an arm of compassion. And so I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with him by giving to him. To me, it's good ground. It goes to the need. It meets the need. It's an incredible need that is met. I really believe that when you go and feed these hungry people, these desperate people, they're going to believe you then when you tell them about the love of God. In other words, I believe the works open the door to be heard. It gives a testimony that words will never give. It's time to get out there and do. Touch people with practical needs and become a part of what James and Betty are doing. Step out into the water a little bit and do it, and see if God does not only bless your heart, it's going to be that blessing that returns to you in ways that money can't buy. I support mission feeding because I believe God weeps over those people that have no food. I support mission feeding because Jesus commanded us to feed the hungry, to give water to the thirsty, to visit the sick. And so I support mission feeding because I want to be obedient to the Word of God.
Well, Jeff, that really blessed me. Jeff is pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth. He and Kathy are, I tell you what, you've been wonderful guests on our program. You face challenges in your life. Betty and I face challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable without God. A lot of our viewers have. And you've been a blessing to us. And Jeff, you and Turning Point Church and all that church family, thank you. There are many churches that have decided to make Life Outreach part of their mission programs. Many of the churches are helping us drill water wells, helping us feed the hungry. We've even had a few churches who've asked if they could take over the upkeep of some of the orphanages and life centers that we've started, if they could just be a part of that. That's one way some of you could begin to have mission trips where you go and actually interact with the children. So thank you, Jeff, for your encouraging words. I do want to make very clear to all of you who are watching that what Jeff talked about, seeing and observing and then responding to, is more critically important than I may be able to put into words. Before I ever ask you to help with missions, I always ask God to help me communicate not only the reality of the need that these children and their families face, but the effectiveness of the outreach. I mean, do you know I got a report from Peter Pretorius and from the missionaries today that once we have gotten people on their feet, and let me tell you something, this is the hope of Africa in many ways, that they are now training the people, just as we showed you years ago where we started irrigation at the orphanages like in Mozambique, where it was the poorest nation in the world at the time. And so we started growing crops and we taught them how. And then they went out and started doing some crops themselves and trying to have a little garden that they could grow food in. Well, now then, the missionaries are teaching the people how to farm. And they're actually trying to create a pipeline of being able to market what they do. In other words, they're putting entire villages and communities to work. That's what's happened in the free nations of the world. And that's what missionaries do. But it all starts with an expression of love. I always call it expressing God's heart, extending His hands. I think you may have heard me say, perhaps, if you've watched very frequently, that I felt like I heard Jesus stand up by His Father, listening to some of the things I was sharing with pastors about loving people and loving one another. And it was like Jesus said to His Father, look, Dad, we may get to put your arms around a hurting world. Well, that is precisely what the people who support Mission Feeding do. You are supporting the work not only of missionaries, but the expression of God's heart, extension of His hands, and the embracing of His arms. You're putting His arms around the world. Would you dial that number? Would you take a bank card right now and make the largest gift you can to help us feed children for the next months? If you could give $100, we can feed 10 children. Let me tell you something wonderful that's happened. Of course, you give 50 or 30, we feed 5 or 10, or 5 or 3. But now listen to me. We just had a miracle. We have just been offered a $3.8 million food grant, but it's conditional. We've got to have another, and I mean we're raising funds to feed thousands and thousands of children. So that 30, 50, and 100 is critical. But if we can come up with another $640,000 to add some transport necessities, some equipment, to put some more people in place, we're going to be given $3.8 million in food grants. That's a miracle. When you put all that together, what you give today, you give $100, $600. If you can give $1,000 toward that $640,000 need, $6,000. You give $30, it's multiplied six times, $180. Whatever you can do, would you make that call? Take your bank card. Please go to the phone now and say, I want to make a $1,000 gift or $100, it'll be multiplied. It's an answer to prayer. Go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. Please, join with Pastor Jeff. Put God's arms around the world. Even as you watch children that are desperate, so hungry that they hurt, you can heal that hurt. And I'm asking you to do it.
James, I'm sitting here with this little boy, and when I came in, I noticed he was sitting here, and he's eating dirt. I've never seen a child eat dirt. He's trying to fill his little stomach. There's an emptiness and a pain that malnutrition brings, and he's trying to somehow fill that hurt in his little tummy. All he knows to do is he knows he's hungry, and he knows that maybe if I put something in my mouth, it will somehow take that hunger away. It won't. I've just never seen anything like it. But we could do something about it. We can give this precious little boy food. So please, James, as I sit here brokenhearted, let's help people really understand how severe this situation is. And let's give this child some real food that he can put into his stomach and take away that pain.
I love you. I love you. We're going to bring you some food. Okay? We're going to bring you some food.
What do you think that little boy felt?
How can you look at a precious little face like that, and he's just an example of one of many, and not want to respond and say, I'll help you. I want to be able to get the food and the nourishment that you need. Let me help. It should be a joy, and we should be expecting and wanting to help. Our heart should be jumping within us saying, let me help. Let me help.
You know, I feel like that although that little boy didn't understand English, did you feel like, Betty, that little boy saw love?
Oh, absolutely.
You think he was looking up and maybe having a sense of somebody cares?
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine a little guy sitting there eating dirt. Betty and I have watched little children trying to get food. We've watched them crawling in barrels desperately where they did scrape their fingers around the edge of the barrel. It was already empty. The food's gone. The missionaries ran out. We try to keep that from ever happening. Years ago, Betty prayed a prayer and shared it with you that we've watched God answer. She said, I pray the lines to feed the children will always be longer than the line of children that need to be fed. And we have, except a few crisis areas, we've seen that prayer answered because of people like you who would be exactly what Bruce said, the one who says, I'm going to give you help, and they do it. We've got a chance to multiply whatever you give. If you dial the telephone number that you see there on the screen, if you just dial it, or if you go to lifetoday.org online, whatever you give, thanks to God, and I thank prayer, it'll be multiplied six times. $3.8 million in food grants. If we can just get the extra funds, and see, this helps with the feeding. This is what helps keep that cost down, where we've got $30, $50, and $100 that'll feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. This is all a part of that, enabling us to do it. But this came as a big, big boost. But we do have a requirement, and we're raising the funds to care for the children that are already there. Now we've got an opportunity to literally move in into areas that the missionaries had not even been able to consider. But we've got to guarantee the transportation. And so we need an extra $640,000. It's kind of like a miracle. We've got to have it. It is a miracle to get it. But the even greater miracle is that it'll be multiplied six times, which means if you could give $1,000, I mean, 640 people today say, James, count me in. Called in $1,000. Here it is on my bank card, like a check. I'm writing a check for $1,000 or several thousand. It's coming. Or go online and do it. But let us know today. It'll be multiplied six times. And then we'll be able to tell the missionaries, count on it. You are really and truly, you are the source. It's not like James and Betty. I know we've had people say thank you and appreciate what we're doing. Well, we just thank God we have the privilege of doing it. We thank God that we can go see needs that love can and will meet. But you're the ones that release that love and that divine enabling, because God uses us as His hands, as the expressions of His heart and His love. One thing to talk about God's love, it's another thing to demonstrate it. We don't just love in word, but we love in deed. Actions always, always speak so much louder than words. Dial the number, bank card, make the largest gift you can, it'll be multiplied 6 times. Remember this, and this is going to put a smile on your face. I'm telling you, it's going to take you into the presence of the Lord. There's a story in here about how a blind dog helped me see. This is what pets teach us. God teaches through what He created, the God of all creation. He revealed Himself in what He created. How could He speak through pets? Let me help you. And wildlife, the birds. Let me help you. And then the beautiful Bible, incredible study guides and devotionals by Sarah Young, Jesus Calling. This is a, you're going to treasure this. We want to send it to you to say thank you. Please go to the phone or go online and make that love gift that'll be multiplied many times over.
At this very moment, children are drawing what could be their last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Today, you can help stop the cycle of death. You can help save a life. Life's Mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. And now we have a miracle opportunity. A $3.8 million food grant has been offered to us for our mission and relief efforts. All we have to do is guarantee we can deliver the food at a cost of $640,000. This means your gift today can now have 6 times the impact. $30 to help feed 3 children can have a $180 impact. $50 for 5 children can have a $300 impact. And $100 to help feed 10 children can have a $600 impact for feeding. With your gift, you can receive James Robison's newest book, God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, which today can have a $6,000 impact. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
A picture worth 1,000 words, but actions always speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
What's your prayer for not only the children, but for our viewers?
You know, my prayer is that if you, as you've watched these scenes that we've shown you of the needs of these precious children, that your heart is touched and you see how significant your part is in helping these children. You might say, oh, I can't give much. Let me tell you, whatever you can give makes a difference, because you're not the only one. As we join together, the gift grows bigger and bigger. But if God's blessed you and you can give more than the person next to you or the person that says, I have just a small amount, then God's blessed you to give that, and you give it, trusting and knowing that you're going to be reaching out and changing and saving the lives of these children.
You know, when I went to the mission field the first time and I was out with the starving, and these were in Mozambique area during the war where they were being pushed to the north, and you see pictures of me and Betty perhaps there, you'll see how much younger and had dark hair. And I remember a little boy that came over to me that we've called Little Buddy, and if you watch this over the years, you've seen him. He became a poster child to us. He's the cutest little guy. Had a cup, and it was hot. But I was talking to him. He didn't understand me. But somehow he acted like he did when I talked about that soup he had. And he answered me with a big old yah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
If Betty and I had been the only ones to help little Buddy, and all those children in that refugee area that had been pushed out of their homes by the war, and they were hungry, we would have done it the rest of our lives. The incredible thing is that we got to come back and tell you. And we got to put God's arms around so many little buddies. And I can promise you they're saying, yah, and thanks. And someday I'm going to see a host of them in heaven. And I just know you will too. And somehow we're going to know we gave them a chance at life. And that's an incredible joy, and we did it together. Betty and I could have done so little. Together we do so much. Would you make that gift that'll be multiplied 6 times? Could you give 100 or 50 or 30? We've got some gifts to send you that I promise you, the God of all creation, our little dachshund, and all the other wildlife that God's created, is going to bless you beyond words. You'll want this for people you love. We're going to send it to you as a love gift, but you're going to be giving the gift of life to so many by calling in your gift or going online. Please make the best gift you can. Help us deliver that $3.8 million. See your gift multiplied 6 times. Thank you so much.
At this very moment, children are drawing what could be their last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Today, you can help stop the cycle of death. You can help save a life. Life's Mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. And now we have a miracle opportunity. A $3.8 million food grant has been offered to us for our mission and relief efforts. All we have to do is guarantee we can deliver the food at a cost of $640,000. This means your gift today can now have 6 times the impact. $30 to help feed 3 children can have a $180 impact. $50 for 5 children can have a $300 impact. And $100 to help feed 10 children can have a $600 impact for feeding. With your gift, you can receive James Robison's newest book, God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, which today can have a $6,000 impact. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
My kids were all in bed and they were napping. And it was the day when you have to click, click, click the TV. And I click, 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 and there was James and Betty, and they were doing the mission feeding. I remember seeing, that I'll never forget, is when Betty was pouring the soup into the bowls. And they were talking about how the little kids would burn their hands, with my children all cozy in their air-conditioned beds, sleeping with their sweet blankets, and watching a mother with a filthy blanket around her dying child. I couldn't handle it. I was drawn to their compassion and truly to Betty's honesty. And I think also that they spread the gospel when they do it. Sharing the gospel is truly feeding people, feeding their souls, and that's what I see in Life Outreach. That's their main goal. But it's hard to listen to people if you're really hungry.
There comes a time in your life where you want to do it, but you have obligations where you can't be the ones to go do it. And we call ourselves money missionaries because we like to finance the people that can go. God has blessed us so greatly with a business and 5 children and grandchildren that we can be part of it getting it done.
The truth is that we just give. We don't give to count. We don't give to get. We just give.
It is the most exciting investment you can make when you're doing God's work. I mean, that's exciting to be able to write a check. You just know their honesty that it's going to be used diligently and where it needs to be. Knowing you've been obedient to God is a blessing.
Oh, it's the greatest joy of all. And when I take the me out of it, the obedience, this is what I desire for you to do because it's good for you. It's good for me to be able to give. And we're not perfect people by any stretch, and we haven't lived perfect lives. But we want to have a perfect love for God and His people.
Well, I want to just say to you as a couple, we sure love you. And thank you for helping us express God's love to others. We only have a few days left now in this mission feeding emphasis. And it really is important that we hear from every one of you who love God and who love others. Help us with the mission feeding. I pray that there would never be a child or a family or a group of people that the missionaries would see, that the missionaries wouldn't know. We can count on people like you who love God. We can count on Life Outreach and the viewers of Life Today. And I believe they can. Would you make that call? If you get a busy, be determined, and you call until you get through. We look forward to sending you the beautiful Sarah Young Jesus Calling Devotional Bible. It is fabulous. Devotionals all through, written by a wonderful God-anointed missionary. You'll treasure it. The God of all creation. Life lessons we learn from pets and wildlife is what God let me see so clearly. Put a smile on your face and joy in your heart, and you will want to share this with someone else. Thank you so much for helping.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.